Hello everyone, Daria here again, and welcome to the bonus episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Today we're having something special. You know, in February I received several emails about the TPRS system and about my TPRS lessons. We already talked about it in one of the previous episodes, but some people didn't understand how exactly it all works. So today I'm going to give you an example. This lesson is for the elementary level, but of course, if you are a beginner or intermediate or even advanced, it will still be very useful for you. So please stay with me. Before we start, I want to explain quickly one more time how it all works. First, I'm going to give you short text. This text is very easy. So even if you've been studying Russian for like just 2 weeks, you will understand it. Then I'll give you the translation. And after that, we'll have kind of a conversation. I'll read a sentence and then I'll ask you a question. And the most important thing is that you must answer every question. If you don't understand it, still say something. For example, say, Я не знаю. I don't know. It's okay. And another important thing is that you should say it out loud. If you're somewhere on public, please wait till you get home and try it. So let's get started, and after it, I'll explain the benefits. Okay, now the text.
Это кот. Его зовут Иван. Он играет в гольф. Ему нравится играть в гольф. Иногда с ним играет его подруга-собака. Собаку зовут Мария, но кот зовет ее Маша. Она любит футбол.
So that was the audio part. Now I'll give you a translation. This is a cat. His name is Ivan. He plays golf. He likes to play golf. Sometimes his friend, a dog, plays with him. Her name is Maria, but the cat calls her Masha. She likes soccer. So you see, this text is pretty simple. And now comes the most important part, when you have to be involved. So listen to my questions and answer them.
Это кот. Это кот? Да, это кот. Это кот или собака? Это кот. Кто это? Это кот. Его зовут Иван. Его зовут Владимир? Нет, не Владимир. Его зовут Иван. Как зовут кота? Иван. Кота зовут Иван. Он играет в гольф. Он играет в гольф? Да, он играет в гольф. Он играет в гольф или в хоккей? В гольф. Он играет в гольф. Кто играет в гольф? Он. Кот. Кот играет в гольф. Ему нравится играть в гольф. Ему нравится играть в гольф или не нравится? Ему нравится играть в гольф. Он любит играть в гольф. Иногда с ним играет его подруга-собака. Собака играет с ним иногда или всегда. Иногда. Иногда собака играет с ним. С кем играет собака? С котом. Иногда собака играет с котом. Собаку зовут Мария. Собаку зовут Анна? Нет, не Анна. Собаку зовут Мария. Ее имя Мария. Но кот зовет ее Маша. Кто зовет ее Маша? Кот. Кот зовет собаку Маша. Она любит футбол. Она любит волейбол? Нет, не волейбол. Она любит футбол. Ей нравится футбол? Да, ей нравится футбол. Она любит футбол.
So that was the story with questions. And you see how easy and elementary those questions were. And this is very important, because unfortunately, even advanced learners still have problems with speaking. You see, Russian language is very, very difficult. Our grammar is really complicated. And if you can't use all those words – он, его, ему, о нем, за ним, она, ей, для нее – if you can't use them all immediately, right away, without thinking, unfortunately, you'll never get fluent. Sad, but true. You will always have to wait a second or two to analyze the situation. But if you learn how to do it automatically, without thinking, you'll learn how to speak like a native Russian speaker. And the only way to this is repetition, is practice. So you see, with these easy stories, you can repeat the same structures again and again. Его зовут, ее зовут. К ней пришли, ему сказали. You see, it's just like in dancing. You're doing the same element again and again until it's perfect, until it's automatic. Same here. Once you learn how to do it automatically, you'll never have problems. Even when the situation changes, the words will be different, but the structure is the same, so you will automatically use it correctly. Also, you might be curious why these stories are so absurd and silly, and I'll explain that too. The more ridiculous story is, the better. Our brain will remember it. If it's just a story about some cat who eats cat food, you'll forget it immediately. But if it's a story about some cat who likes to play golf, or some frog who dreams of being a lawyer, it's so different. You'll remember that, believe me. So in my course, I'll be making those short and funny stories, and they will be easy. Of course, not as easy as today's one, but still, it will be very easy for you. This method is extremely powerful. You see, this story consists of just 7 sentences, but here we see all those complicated things. And even if you are on the elementary level, you don't even have to know vocabulary here. You see, I used the words that one learns in, I don't know, first 2 weeks of learning Russian. Кот, собака, играть, имя, звать. Also, 2 most common Russian names, Иван and Мария. And some words that if you already know English, you already know them. No need to translate them. You see? Гольф. It's obvious. Хоккей. Волейбол. Футбол. So, you may not know Russian, but you can speak Russian already with the help of those stories. And there is more. If you are having some problems with understanding how the times, the tenses are organized in Russian grammar, this story will help you either, because the story easily can be changed to the future. Imagine that you are just having a kitten and you are trying to think of his future, kind of imagining his future. So the text stays the same, but the grammar changes a little. Listen. Это кот. Его будут звать Иван. Он будет играть в гольф. Ему будет нравиться играть в гольф. Иногда с ним будет играть его подруга-собака. Собаку будут звать Мария, но кот будет звать ее Маша. Она будет любить футбол. So you see, the future. Same story. Future tense. And now imagine that your grandfather is telling you a story of his extraordinary cat from 50 years ago. The cat who liked to play golf. It's really something. And the story easily changes to the past tense.
Это кот. Его звали Иван. Он играл в гольф. Ему нравилось играть в гольф. Иногда с ним играла его подруга-собака. Собаку звали Мария, но кот звал ее Маша. Она любила футбол.
It's so simple. And then you can change a cat to an elephant or a dog to engineer. Маша goes to Ольга. Football changes to computer programming, anything. But the structure stays the same, so you can practice, practice, and practice. And if you keep doing this, it will help you improve your speaking. Starting with the simple stories and then getting to more difficult ones, you will learn how to do it automatically, without a single thought, just immediately, right away, giving the answer. And as usual, you can go to my website, slowrussian.net, and there you'll find all the transcripts and translation, and here also the future and the past tense and transcription. This lesson will be on the podcast page, but also there is a TPRS section where you can find two more lessons. They are a little bit more difficult, but still, you can handle them. And if you like it, please let me know, maybe right there on the website, or maybe email me, and I'll think of recording more of the bonus episodes with TPRS lessons, short ones like this, and I hope you enjoy. And if you like what I'm doing here in general, and you feel that you want to thank me, you can go to my website, there is a donate button on the front page, so I'll be very happy if you support me. And that's it for today. Next episode will be with the slow Russian again. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!